Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As always, we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. Well, there's a development in this fraudulent fake investigation of the 2020 election by Gabelman and Voss, a development. This is a clown show. You remember that Gabelman initially sent subpoenas signed by Voss to clerks, Milwaukee, Dane, Brown County, the executive director of the elections board and all, drag him in to a secret deposition. In the case of Tom Barrett, mayor of Milwaukee, be in Brookfield. No public invited, that kind of thing. Well, finally, the Democrats are pushing back, and he said, okay, I changed my mind. They don't have to come in right now as long as they give me the documents I want. And then he narrowed down those documents. And so basically he's asking for documents that have already been turned over to the legislature, There's no reason. I mean, they suppose they can give them to him again. The clerk in Dane County had a very fine statement. He was interviewed the other day on Rachel Maddow's show. And he said, well, you know, it's they could have had it in an open records request. So, if they want it again, we'll give it to them again. Well, the new development is now Gabelman has even withdrawn the demand that Megan Wolf from the Election Commission give a deposition. And he's just going to pursue this, as he says, voluntarily. Okay, what's going on here? What is going on here? The Republican Party is the gang that couldn't shoot straight. They are disgracing themselves and the state by this clown show. They get Bozo the Clown, Gabelman, and then he says, I don't know anything about elections. Be interesting to find out. Yeah, it would be interesting to find out. Why are we paying tuition for you from tax dollars? Why are we paying about $680,000? You say it's actually going to be something in the millions, because when you originally announced it, you said it was going to be over by October. Over by October. I got news for you. October is coming up, the end of it, the end of October 31st, and nothing's happening. You're going to send more bills. They're all going to be paid for by the taxpayers who are listening to this broadcast and others. And that's just plain wrong. Plain waste of our tax dollars. This thing has been audited up the wazoo. I mean, Trump got himself another audit just from Milwaukee and Madison and Green Bay. And you know what happened? It turned out Biden got more votes. Turns out that they made a mistake. Biden got a few hundred more votes. This is a clown show, absolute fraudulent clown show. Well, let me dig deeper. Why are they doing this? Because it's so obviously a fake, and hired an incompetent guy to pull it off. Why would they do that? And here's the reason. There is a civil war going on within the Republican Party. Out in Nevada, for instance, they're suing each other. The Trump wing of the party sued so that the regular wing couldn't hold elections for state chairman. And the court, of course, threw that lawsuit out. Well, here it's a little more subtle. You know, we do have a deep progressive tradition in the state, and I'm not talking about squad progressive. I'm talking about Fighting Bob La Follette progressive. I'm talking about people who cleaned up corruption in this state going back to the late 19th century when the railroads and the corporations owned everything. Fighting Bob came along and took care of business. He stood tall. He took care of business. And his son also ran and was governor and all that kind of thing. Anyway, 1949, there was a convention in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And the Democrats came, and you know who the two principal Democrats were at the time? Bill Proxmire, Pat Lucey. And the Republicans came. You know, you're not going to believe this, who the two principal Republicans were? Gaylord Nelson and Tom Fairchild. Tom Fairchild, one of the greatest judges in Wisconsin history. And they fused into the modern Democratic Party. They were the progressive Republicans. Gaylord was a progressive Republican, and he came into the Democratic Party. And then Proxmire and Lucy cleaned it up along with him. And that's why we have Wisconsin government. So the present so-called GOP in Wisconsin, even Voss, are not crazy. I don't want them in office, but they know what the tradition of the state is. And this tradition of the state is not going to tolerate overturning a presidential election. It's just not going to do it. So Voss resisted. When Cyber Ninja came along in Arizona, Voss resisted. He really did. He wasn't going to do it here. Both Paul Ryan and Ron Johnson publicly said that the election was not corrupt. Even Ron Johnson and Paul Ryan said that Biden was legitimately elected here in Wisconsin. And sometimes Johnson will sort of hint around and all that. But basically, these people know Wisconsin culture. Wisconsin culture is not Texas culture. It's not Georgia culture, not Florida culture, not Arizona culture. So what happens? You know, Trump started to attack Voss personally by name. He started to attack him. Voss sensed danger. So Voss flew on an airplane with Trump and kissed his hind end. In fact, what was even worse was there's a guy, I forget if it was Kapenga or Kunyenga. I always mix them up. I think it was Kapenga from Waukesha County. Even he said to Trump, "I'm wearing my Trump mask and my Trump socks." These people, they're servile. They're disgustingly servile. So anyway, Voss gets pushed, and he is worried that he's going to end up with attacks by him on the people who don't understand Wisconsin culture in this state. And so he basically said, "I'm going to go through the motions. I'll hire a clown. He's the muscle. He'll hire some gorillas. They'll go around to Mabel in Park Falls, and they'll go around to Shirley in Keewaskum. They'll go around to Agnes in Monroe, and they'll say, 'Is everything okay?' And, you know, hopefully scare them. But if they don't, blah, blah, blah. But we're not stupid enough to demand voting machines so that they get thrown out afterwards, and then Milwaukee has to buy new ones and blah, blah, blah." Well, the Trumpers are starting to push back. They realize the fraud. This is a double fraud, what Gableman is doing. He's utterly incompetent. He is a clown. But Voss is doing that. "Though this be madness, yet there's method in it." Remember Shakespeare? "Though this be madness" in Hamlet, "yet there's method in it." Okay, there's plenty of method in this. And what's going to go on is nothing's going to happen. He thinks he can satisfy the Trump crowd. I don't think you can ever satisfy the Trump crowd. But Gableman is pulled back. There won't be any depositions for the short time. And the Democrats have made a good point. The law says they have to be in public in front of the legislature where everybody can see it. So you want Barris, he goes to Madison, gets up there, and he testifies, not in a secret deal. Go to the lines. Pizza Box Mike, my friend, my co-host, my friend Pizza Box Mike, what's on your mind today, Mike?
John Wayne Gacy was a clown, too. I wonder if there's any bodies under Gableman's house, huh? Wow, you just struck me. You know, it made me correlate there. But also, you know, I'm so confused at this point. Ron Johnson and Paul Lyon Ryan, through his polyps, are both saying that the election wasn't stolen, and I can't trust them for anything. So maybe this is what happened. Maybe the Republicans stole the election away from Trump because they can't stand him, huh? I'm just kidding. All this stuff going on, and you know what? Nothing's going to get done, fast enough for the people that need it in this country. And these centrist Democrats, Manchin, I don't even call them centrist. They're not even centrist Democrats, okay? You're handing everything the minority Senate needs, right? Mitch McConnell's loving this. And he's also, these guys are setting us up to lose in 2022 and 2024. And it's not about the Democratic Party losing, per se. It is for all the voters, though, and all the families that are trying to survive in this crazy world right now. You know what? I don't see us getting out of this. I just don't see any justice coming out of January 6th yet. A lot of talk, a lot of, you know, saber rattling. Nothing's getting done fast enough. I think the people would have had a decision quicker than this.
Yeah, you know, the thing, you've done it very eloquently. Here's the thing. I have great faith in this country, Mike. Look, George Washington faced a lot graver crisis in 1776. Abraham Lincoln faced a lot graver crisis in 1861. And Franklin Roosevelt faced a lot worse crisis in 1941. We came through that. We came through that. We came through the Cold War, the saber rattling, Bay of Pigs, and then the Cuban Missile Crisis, and worried about nuclear weapons being dropped. And right now, there are rogue states like Pakistan that have nuclear weapons. We have an eye on them. There's always a lot of problems. There's always a lot of problems. But in this country, what I'm getting at in Wisconsin is not because he's a good person, boss, or any of these people, but they understand our culture enough. They're not going to get away with Confederate tactics up here. They ain't getting away with that. They understand it, so they put up a clown. And I got news for you. Agnes of Monroe and Beatrice of Park Falls are going to stand tall. They're not going to put up with this. They're honest. Our clerks are honest. Thanks for calling in, Mike. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.